What's up, good people? Thank you for clicking play on another episode of Big Man Tiny Kingdom. I've learned over the years that some of the most awe-inspiring places to visit can be found right there where you currently are. I don't need to travel far, nor does it have to be an expensive getaway. Regardless of where it is located or how much it costs, I've gotten to have some wonderful times exploring some pretty cool places that are really close to home. Skyline Regional Park is an 8,700-acre mountain preserve located in the southern White Tank Mountains. The park is located in Buckeye, Arizona, and is only a 50-minute westbound drive from where I live in Mesa. There are some beautiful mountains, wide open valley spaces, and quite a bit of trails for hiking, mountain biking, and horseback riding. Cool thing number one, cost zero to enter and explore the park, nothing better than free. Already my time there has started off good. The park opens at 5 a.m. every day until the gates are closed at 10 p.m., so there's plenty of time to enjoy your outdoor activities. Regardless if you get there at sunrise for some hiking to beat the heat, or if you decided to visit later in the day when the weather cools down for a nighttime excursion. Cool thing number two, there is plenty of landscape to walk around. This was a day trip visit for me, went there for some hiking. There are 20 miles of trails across the park's 8,700 acres. I got my steps in on the Turnbuckle Trail Loop, which I would say is a beginner to moderate hiking trail. But there are a total of 16 trails in Skyline, so there is something for every experience level to enjoy. The highlight of the Turnbuckle Trail is that once you get to the top of it, there is an incredible 360 overlook of the valley surrounding the Phoenix area. Now, aside from hiking, while I was out there exploring, I discovered that there is a nice mix of things to get myself into, so I do plan on revisiting Skyline to take advantage of more of what the park has to offer. Another day trip reason to check out Skyline, which would be cool thing number three, is that there are areas around the park where Ramadas can be rented. With the gorgeous scenery in the background, it makes for a good choice to have your next social gathering. One of my favorite things to do that's easy to put together is to hit up a local park, put some burgers and dogs on the grill, and just enjoy the outdoors, soaking up all the nature elements, having a good time with family and friends, or even just by myself. Now, like I mentioned, it's free entry into the park, but there are only 5 Ramadas. So to be fair to everyone wanting to not have the sun beating down on them, the park district rents out the Ramadas first come, first serve for a small fee, only $10 for city residents, $20 for everyone else for a 4-hour time limit. The Ramadas have 2 picnic tables and a barbecue grill. They are pretty spacious and can accommodate a nice amount of people. Cool thing number four, there are lots of fun and educational activities offered at the park. Every year, Skyline sees more than 300,000 visitors. The city of Buckeye has done a tremendous job working with community partners and sponsors to come up with free public outdoor programs to help guests better understand and appreciate the natural beauty of the park. There are a variety of classes that people can participate in. A couple times a month, they have an evening event where you can hike Skyline under the light of a full moon and learn about wildlife that is there active at night. There are also stargazing events where you can learn how to use a sky map, learn the name and meanings of the stars, see the constellations and listen to stories of the night sky, get an opportunity to view the moon, planets, star clusters, and more through large telescopes. A couple times a month, there are groups that get together in the early hours and go for a scenic walk with yoga integrated throughout the hike. I learned that at each stop, there will be a focus on a different energy center in the body, starting at the root and finishing with the crown. Don't need prior experience, which is good for me because I have never gotten a chance to do yoga before. They just want you to bring extra water, sun protection, wear closed-toe shoes, and be ready to have a fun-filled, energetic time. There's one coming up on the 21st of this month that I'm going to try to work into my schedule. And yet another event that they have at the park is called the Skyline Birds of Prey. I actually missed out on this one. It took place on October 7th. But I signed up for their newsletter. That way I know when they will have something else going on. October is National Raptor Month, and the park hosted a nonprofit organization called Wild at Heart that put on a 1-hour presentation where people were able to have an up-close interaction with owls, hawks, and falcons. I bet that was exciting to check out for those that were able to attend. And all of these programs are free to park visitors. I mean, that's pretty wonderful. With how much our everyday items have increased in price over the last 2-3 years, it's nice that there are activities like these that you can get outdoors and enjoy, spending little to no money, all thanks to local parks caring about its citizens, wanting to educate its community, making adventures available to the public. And that's why I'm honored to show love to all the good people responsible for what goes on in our city, county, regional, state, and national parks. Thank you for creating the programming, and thank you for finding a way to make it free to all of us. Aside from the free stuff, there were a few upcoming events also hosted at the park that I find appealing enough that I would pay for it. Actually, all of these that I've mentioned, I appreciate that there is no cost, but I would gladly pay to participate in them as they are the type of activities that I am most interested in. So again, thank you, City of Buckeye, for the free entertainment. On October 21st, the park will be giving visitors an opportunity to explore the craft of Dutch oven cooking. Participants will learn some basic Dutch oven cooking techniques to prepare a loaf of bread and either a main dish or a dessert. This sounds like a really fun day at the park. I'm going to try working that into my schedule as well. I've never had the pleasure of cooking on a Dutch oven, so I'm interested in seeing what this is all about. Takes place 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. again on October 21st, 2023. The cost is $55 per person. I think that is a fair price to pay, given that all of the supplies are provided, plus the cooking lesson and the overall experience, a good time that I would be sure to have. Last thing that I want to mention that also has a fee to take part in. Cool thing number 5. Skyline Regional Park also features spaces for camping. Each campsite comes with a paved 50-foot parking spot. There is some dirt and gravel area on each side of the stall, which include 2 12-foot by 12-foot tent pad areas. There is a picnic table, cooking grill, and fire ring area. There is a public restroom close by, and nearby hiking trails connected. The negatives for me is that there are no water or power hookups, no drinking water, no shower facilities, no trees, no coverings of any kind. So you have to be sure to provide your own shade at this location, which that is not an issue for me. I have plenty of ways to get out of the sun. And even though those are amenities I usually want to have while camping, for me, it's not a deal breaker because I always bring portable power, always bring my own water, and too many other products whenever I spend time outdoors. So I'm fine with the fact that the park doesn't already have those things. However, I still wanted to mention these to give a heads up for those of you who may listen to this episode and decide to check out Skyline Park. Only $20 Monopoly per night, not a bad price at all, especially since most everything else at the park is there for you to enjoy for free.com. I see all of what Skyline Regional Park has to offer as being a pretty cool staycation right in the hood. Well, just a short drive for me, but a great example of a place I ain't got to travel too far from home to have a hell of a weekend. If you live in or near Phoenix, or even plan on visiting the Buckeye area, be sure to check out Skyline Regional Park. I enjoyed my visit there. I am sure you will as well. Hey, y'all do me a favor. Well, a couple of them. Pretty please and thank you in advance. Tell your peoples about my podcast. And please, 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 make sure that you are living life real big. This is Big Man, Tiny Kingdom.